Remember the hereafter, and you will remember why you are here. Remember the hereafter, and you will remember why you are here and what you are after.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. عليه السلام and viewers of Madni channel. There are many blessings of reciting Durood-e Paak upon Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. Indeed, Aka صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم stated that whoever recites Durood-e Paak upon me once, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 10 mercies upon him. Now imagine this. If you were to busy yourself reciting Durood-e Paak all day, then the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal will constantly descend upon you and protect you. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You sat there thinking, this is my life. A lot of people are thinking about life at the moment. I'm something, I'm here. I've got a family, I've got a house, I'm young, I've got strength. I'm here for a long time. I'm clever, I'm skilled, I'm smart. I'm here to maximize the enjoyment of my life, to fulfill my dreams. I need to achieve my goals. I want to chill as well. But I want to maximize it. Why? Because you only live once. YOLO, they say. But let's just pause there for a second. Do we only live once? Or is there more to this life? Is the life of the soul the same as the life of the body? Is it all between birth and death? Or is there more? No doubt, there is much, much more. It is a journey that we're all on. It is a journey that we began way before we were born into this world. The question is, when did Allah Azza wa Jal create the souls? What promises did we make to our Lord? What about where we were kept before we descended into this world? From the day that Allah Azza wa Jal created the soul, it will never die. It embarked upon a journey during which the environment it was in changed. It moved from one place to another. It was an amazing journey. But have we ever thought about it? All we foolishly believed is that it began when we were born and it ends when we die. But that's not everything. There was a lot more to this life. And it actually began a long time before we were born. The time we spent waiting to be instilled into a body, the time we spent with our mother's stomach, the time we spent in our childhood, then our youth, and then in our old age, the time we will spend in our graves, waiting for the day of judgment. Then, that magnificent day of judgment, and then after that, Jannah. All of this is a glimpse of the journey of the soul. In this program, inshallah, what we want to do is take you on that journey of the soul. We want to start right at the beginning and see where it all started, how the soul was created, when it was created, where it was kept, and then take that journey all the way through to its end. And we want to dispel this theory of my life and my journey was from birth to death. And we want to also challenge the concept of YOLO, because we don't only live once between birth and death. There is much more to it. There are many stations. And inshallah, over a number of weeks and months, we will look at each of those stations in detail. I have with me, alhamdulillah, Abu Bisharat Bhai, and we're very privileged to have a learned scholar of Deen, Shiraz Bhai, with us today. Welcome to YOLO. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today, we wanted to talk about the journey of the soul. So I'm going to start with you, Shiraz Bhai, and tell us, when was the soul created?
So if you take it all the way back, like right to the start of time, Allah was the only entity existing. There's a hadith Qudsi where the Prophet ﷺ spoke the words of Allah from his blessed tongue. And the hadith Qudsi is, "Kuntu kanzan makhfijan," that I was a hidden treasure. Allah is saying, I was a hidden treasure. فَأَحْبَبْتُ أَنْ أُعْرَفْ, and I desired to become recognized. فَخَلَقْتُ الْخَلْقَ فَأُعْرَفْ, so I created this creation and then I became recognized.
Allah.
So since then, Allah Azza wa Jalla created, the very first thing ever created was the nur of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there's a very famous hadith from the teacher of Imam Bukhari, very famous scholar, muhaddith. And the hadith and nur, very famous and long hadith, where gradually the steps of this creation of that nur is described in this blessed hadith. And so Allah Azza wa Jalla made this nur, and then this nur got divided into certain parts. And then Jannat was created, the lights, the skies, the earth, the angels. This nur then began to sweat. And then prophets were created, the sulaha, the ulama.
Allah,
many different high personalities were created from the sweat of this nur, the perspirants from this nur. So then this nur, Allah said, meanwhile, this was a long process. It stayed in different stations for these describes like 12,000 years it was in Maqam-e Qurb, 12,000 years it was in Maqam-e Hub. These are different portals, different stations.
This is the Nur of Nabi Kareem.
The Nur of the Prophet
Subhanallah.
And then this Nur then traveled. Allah Azza had created the body of Adam alayhi salam, and then Allah, one part of this nur was placed on the forehead of Adam alayhi salam in Jannat. And it was for this reason Imam Fakhruddin Razi, he explains that the reason why Allah commanded the angels to prostrate to Adam alayhi salam was not because of Adam alayhi salam himself. It was actually because of the nur of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam that was placed on top of his forehead. And then remember, all of the angels prostrated and accepted this nur, apart from Iblis.
Yeah.
Iblis, he aba wa stakbara, he rejected this.
He was a jinn, wasn't he?
He was a jinn, yes.
Wa
kana min al jinni. Allah says in the Quran that he was from the jinns, amongst the jinns. And so he rejected this. He says, I'm not going to prostrate to this. And for that reason, he rejected and he became arrogant and he was fakhruj minha fa innaka rajim, that get out of Jannat, indeed you are rejected until a certain time. And so this was like the very, very first in the Quran, this is described in the Quran. These were one of the first incidents which are told to us in the Quran, what had happened right at the earliest times, before even me and you was created. Many other things happened. Now this is called Alamul Arbah, where the world of souls.
There's a whole world.
Yeah.
Allah.
And this is also described in the Quran as Ayyamullah, the days you spent with your Creator.
Allah.
And various times Allah tells the prophets that remember when you were with Fi Ayyamullah, you spent your days with the Lord.
Oh, what a beautiful word, the days you spent with your Lord. See, a lot of people don't think, Shiraz. We thought, well, you know, like I was saying at the beginning, birth and then you've got death. But actually, the soul was there before. And that time is described as your days with your Lord. I didn't know that, actually. That's beautiful.
Then many different things happened in Alamul Arwah.
Those souls that were in the different categories, were there because Allah Azza wa Jal, through His unlimited knowledge, knew exactly what you were going to do when you came to the earth. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Which sounds a bit alam irwah. It sounds like an amazing place where, you know, all the souls of entire creation, and I assume that that is from the beginning of time to the end of time, all the souls that are ever created are going to be there.
Yeah, Bishak, and this is where that connection, that field is. And as Shiraz Madri mentioned, you know, it's based on attributes. Allah. And this is where, for example, a soul who prefers and loves somebody, where does the attribute come from? I just want to mention a waqia, a beautiful waqia. It's worth listening to, paying attention to, from the book Sharh al-Sudur. And it's regarding one of our pious predecessors. And he goes and he meets with a great personality, Hazrat Sayyidina Uwais Karni radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And when he meets him, remember, he's never met them before. This is their first meeting, that they get together and they're meeting. And he gives salam to Hazrat Sayyidina Uwais Karni radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Hazrat Sayyidina Uwais Karni radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he immediately replies and he says, Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And at the same time he says, O Hiram bin Hayyan. And as soon as he says this, what does Hazrat Sayyidina Hiram bin Hayyan, he turns around and he says, I asked, how did you recognize my name and my father's name? And to this, Hazrat Sayyidina Uwais Karni radiallahu ta'ala, he replies and he says, when I spoke to you, my ruh, my soul recognized you. And he recognized your soul. Meaning, this meant that the souls of the believers, they recognize one another, and through the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, they have this love and this affection, yani this link with one another. And if you look at it from a day-to-day basis, like we meet our family members, our parents on a day-to-day basis, yani we've grown up with them, we spent so much time with them, and that love and affection that we have within our families is completely different to that love and affection that we possibly have with others. But here, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, what we're being taught is the Mu'mins, the Muslims, they love each other. Why? They love each other. Why? Through the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. But not only this, but they recognize each other. The souls recognize each other.
Hazrat Uwais Karni, the great devotee, Ashiqi Rasul, you know, the amazing, you know, the leader of the Tabaeen, as they say, because he didn't have the opportunity to see Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his blessed eyes at the time of Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's beautiful time. But he basically is saying, I recognize you from Alame Arwah, what Shiraz Bhai was mentioning, from that station in our journey of the soul. So that in this world, it might be the first time we've met, but actually we've met before. I mean, is that something that, you know, I mean, it's amazing, you know, and the great Hazrat Uwais Karni said, is that something we could remember, or how does that work?
Yeah, so basically, that's one of the reasons why we are called insan. It comes from the word nisyan. Nisyan means to forget.
Allah.
And one of the reasons why we are called insan is for this reason, because we do not remember ayyamullah, the days we spent with Allah.
Ayyamullah. What a beautiful.
It's a bit
word.
Like Rumba, you know, when a child, I mean, when he's born, for the first few months, or even the first few years of his life, he doesn't remember. I mean, he acted the actions that he done. He cried, he was in pain, so on and so forth, he was hungry. But he doesn't remember. He's not developed. And later on in life, he probably remembers a few images from when he was an infant. And the same, to understand the concept in Alamul Arbah, the same way we do not remember. However, many saints have mentioned that I remember when the Prophet ﷺ was the first one to say Bala.
From Hazrat Adam alayhi salam to the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are thousands of years.
Yes.
So we must have been, if we were born in 1975, I was born in, up until that time, we were waiting in Alame Arwah. And but our soul was created right at the beginning. So for thousands of years, we were there.
So many things must have happened.
Allahu Akbar. Tell
but
me about
in the Quran, I'll tell you one beautiful one. And it's something to think about as well. Many beautiful things happened. Allah Azza wa Jalla has told us those things in the Quran that we need. So for example, in the Quran, Allah says, Inna aradna al-amanata ala samawati wal-ardi wal-jibal. That we offered a amanat, something to look after, to the skies the earth, wal jibal, and the mountains. Now understand this, the skies is the biggest thing we can see with our eyes. The earth is the second biggest thing, and then the mountains are known as huge bodies. So Allah offered this amanat to the skies, earth, and the mountains. What is this amanat? If you look in Tafsir Kabir, right, there's 9 different possibilities what this amanat is. And to sum it up, them 9 different possibilities into, well, 2 words, a compound, free will. Allah offered free will to the skies, the earth, and the mountains. And for the skies, that would be, they could come down and go up when they feel like it. For the earth, it could start moving when they feel like it, i.e. start rising and going back down. And for the mountains, for them to travel when they feel like it. فَأَبَيْنَا أَنْ يَحْمِلْنَهَا. They, in a good manner, rejected this offer. They did not want to accept this amanat. This was all in Alamul Arwah. وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ. Now look, the word insan comes back in this ayat.
Allah.
Insan accepted this. إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. Insan puts himself into trouble and he is irrational. Now, what is this amanat? What is this ayat telling us? I mean, free will is when you do a good deed, you get rewarded. You do a misdeed, you get punished. Allah gave this amanat or offered this amanat to the skies, the earth. And these are large bodies and you would, you know, they're very powerful as well. I mean, compare ourselves to a mountain. A mountain is strong in structure. We are weak compared to that. The mountain skies and the earth became fearful from this free will.
Allah.
وَأَشْفَقْنَا مِنْهَا. They became fearful. They become scared. However, we, وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ, we didn't think twice. And we thought to ourselves, yes, we do a few good deeds. How long will we be in the earth? We'll do some good deeds, the time limit that we get. And we'll end up into Jannat forever, rather than turning into dust.
And it's only a short time as
short
well.
Short period of time.
That's what we recognized,
yeah.
Didn't we?
Yeah.
I mean, the irony is, when we came into the world, we are thinking between birth and death, this is everything.
This is everything.
But we were ourselves saying in the Alami Arwah, it was only a short time.
Yes.
In this big long journey of thousands and millions of years, I'm only going to be on the earth for the short time and I'm going to be tested. But it's only that and then I'll have all the rewards. Allah.
I mean, when in the ayat it says that, إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جُهُولًا, i.e. the human, insan is irrational. This is one of the possibilities that we didn't think twice. I mean, we thought, yes, we'll do some good deeds, we won't do misdeeds, and we know what to do. We'll go into the earth, do good deeds, and we live forever. However, if we rejected this, we would have turned into dust. Ya laytani kuntu turaba, the last ayat of Surah Naba, where the kafir will see everything, because he accepted this as well. He accepted this amanat, but he did misdeeds. And he will then on the Day of Judgment say, he will see the mountains turn into dust. And the skies and the earth and the animals, they will turn into dust because they rejected this. And he will say, Ya laytani kuntu turaba, that if only I was to turn into dust, only I was to reject.
Is that why, you know, when you had the different hadith of Mubarakah with the different beautiful companions of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying, I wish I wasn't a man, I was a branch,
yeah,
or I was a, you know, something else.
Uh-huh.
And it's that accountability, uh-huh, and that element of standing in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal that in those pious predecessors struck terror in their hearts, because standing before the Creator, it's the ignorant one who says, well, I'll be able to do it, but it's the real ones who knew it were struggling. Now you mentioned that, Shirazi,